This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
To the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, here in the anchor seat, but the star of our program is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Fred. Anytime I can do those introductions for you, I love to.
Well, I appreciate that. I hope everybody who's listening in is spreading the word, talking to their friends and their relatives and their neighbors, and tune us in.
We're here every week at this time, Fred. Every week we come to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, radio stations, cable systems, Amazon Echo, Google Home. We're on Sirius XM now, channel 211, the Dan Patrick channel. Thank you, Dan, for allowing Fred to sit in your chair.
Yes,
we appreciate
thank you
that.
So much.
Sports USA, Sports Byline, you name it, we're here.
Well, it's platform radio.
Yes, it is.
That's what we're doing.
And that's why we put you on that high platform there. It's like, don't lean to one side.
I'm like Harry Cohn at MGM, you know.
You're up there. I got an invitation from Milt Larson from the Magic Castle in Los Angeles. We do the show out of Hollywood, California, and they have the Hollywood Magic Castle. He's opening a new Magic Castle in Santa Barbara, California, and we should go.
Let's get up there.
We're going to do it. It's the grand opening is next month. Should be fun.
Wear a tuxedo. People think you're a magician.
Do you do any magic tricks? Have you ever done any sleight of hand
stuff? Yeah, I'm doing one right now.
That's amazing. I didn't look at you. Went over there. I see you just moved.
Oh, see?
That's pretty good.
See what happens?
Your week was good?
You know, I had a great week. And as I mentioned to you before, the red light went on. I'm refinancing my house.
Ah.
And finally, I got I got this appraiser. You know, I don't know if people out there are listening. You know, the antipathy, the challenge of having a stranger come in as the appraiser. The lender,
that's tough.
The lender sends the appraiser to your house to look at your house.
You're at their mercy.
And it all comes down to this. His opinion of what he thinks your house is worth.
That's true.
And I have gone back and forth for I don't know how long. And finally, today, I got the right appraisal, I'm in good business. I'm in good shape, so I'm very, very happy and in a good mood.
Remind all of you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com, The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hey, it's Ron Barr. Ever since I started sleeping on MyPillow, I noticed something missing from my life. Interrupted sleep. No more waking up at 3 a.m. to flip to the cool side of the pillow. No more flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. You need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It keeps its shape and stays cool. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. Don't like it? Return it. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? You can toss MyPillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. And it's made in the USA. And do I have a deal for you? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. That's B-A-R-R. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half off, free shipping. And don't forget, they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, and enter promo code BARR. And be sure to use the promo code. That's BARR, B-A-R-R.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Got the lounge chair sitting out here. Don't forget you can watch us on YouTube, on Facebook Live, on Roku. Just check it out. You can go check out Fred here at crntalk.com. They'll give you all the details on how to do that. Welcome back here, though. We're on radio stations across the country. Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline Network, you name it, we're here. What's on your mind this week, Fred Dreyer? What's the first thing that pops in here?
Sports-wise? Or?
Yes. Well, no. Well, that's
fly fishing?
Fly fishing. That's
sports fishing.
Sports-wise. It's the Sports Lounge.
I like the golf, professional golf approach to whispering as the guy casts a fly from the bow of his bass boat.
Yeah, what happens if the guy talked at a regular volume? Would that disturb, I guess, scare the fish away?
It's good manners.
Well, when you fish, you're not supposed to make a lot of noise because it scares the fish away.
Well, you're not supposed to move either.
Right. Be very steady. I used to fish back on my uncle's farm in a lake, and we'd get all I could catch was bluegill.
That's a low fish.
Yes.
That's something else.
We'd throw them back in.
No.
They weren't big enough.
Let them live. That's when you take your kids fishing and you say, watch this, because they bite anything.
Yeah.
You throw a lure in there, they just jump on the shiny hook.
We use my uncle's toe. I used to wiggle
a little bit. Yeah, exactly. And then the kids get to see the fish be pulled up, and it's exciting
it
for
is.
Them.
You know? It was for me anyway.
Well, yeah.
That old man Soccer's lake we went to. He had a beautiful lake out there in Barrington Hills area of Illinois.
Oh, and yes. I'm familiar.
He would stock it up and we'd go ahead and fish it out for him. It's pretty good.
Barrington Hills.
Yeah, it was a beautiful area. Good farmland around there, too. And then,
there are many parts of the Midwest that are pretty.
Well, and they would, it was all farmland, but they would build these 5 to 7 acre estates there in Barrington Hills. You people know that live there. But the people that bought in liked to have the farmland kind of around the home. So my uncle would still go ahead and farm in certain
areas. And if I'm not mistaken, many of those homes have a pond or a lake.
Or
a stream or a raging, gorging river.
Yeah, they don't put swimming pools there. They have ponds.
That's correct.
So it's beautiful. And then, but their only problem is they're Chicago Bears fans and they don't have a kicker. So that's the only thing that bothers them.
Well, they do.
But,
well, you know, by the way, let's, before you give the guy a cheap shot.
I'm sorry, I did.
That thing was blocked. He didn't miss it.
I was blocked. That's
it was
true.
Blocked. It was blocked.
It was blocked. I'm sorry.
I'm not a big supporter. I don't run to the aid of kickers because that's their business. And if they miss, it's on them until the protection breaks down.
Well, that's true. And so, Did you see, by the way, the new coach, since we're talking a little bit about football, the new coach for the New York Jets, they had a press conference, and he was staring with his eyes bugging out of his head. He was looking all around the place.
Well, he's excited.
You know? I think that's what it must have been. Either that or he really stares at some stuff over there. So, yeah, we'll be talking about that. Greg Williams was named the new defensive coordinator for that new head coach that I'm talking about, Adam Gase, on that. And so we'll see what happens to the Jets. Maybe they'll turn the season around.
Oh, just a second.
Yes.
When we get to the section where we're going to talk about Dick Vermeil,
yeah,
and all these other guys, Michael Strahan, I don't know if it's Michael Strahan or not, but Eric Dickerson talking about the Patriots cheating.
Yeah.
Then just remind me, I'm going to make a note here, to bring up what's Greg Williams' name, because he was in charge of, as a defensive coordinator for the Saints in 2011.
Well, let's talk about it.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
In 2011, he was the one that put bounties on people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was the guy.
Yeah. So that's okay for coaches
to
allow him to have another job to come back in.
Bounties.
But it's not okay to be under suspicion by a good portion of the press if you're the Patriots and you're Belichick and you're Brady.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of stuff here. This is the stuff where you separate the wheat from the chaff, you know.
Well, Dick Vermeil, Eric Dickerson were some of the ex-Rams, your team, that call the Patriots cheaters. Now, it was a while back. It was 17 years ago that all this stuff happened.
Yeah.
And it was in the Herald in Boston. They had an apology, said we now know the report was false. But some of the Rams, Dick Vermeil, the coach.
Doesn't make
Eric
any difference.
Dickerson says, oh, they cheated because they looked at our practice tape before the game, and that's the problem. And so, come on, get over it already. Everybody tries to get an edge, and they didn't look at the tape. According to the story, they printed a retraction.
Well, this is interesting because Dick Vermeil was with the Rams in 72 when I got there. He was a special teams coach.
Yes.
And every time we went to Atlanta, to Fulton County Stadium,
right,
we practice on a Saturday.
Right.
Okay, game's on Sunday. We practice on a Saturday. And up in the offices of the Falcons, right up there in where all the offices were next to the next to the Braves and everybody else, was the Falcon coaching staff, and all those coaches up there watched us practice down there on the field.
Yes.
So all of the coaches on the Rams said, now, you know, we're going to be watched and no doubt spying on us. And so we're going to just mix up our coverages and I said, one of the many people that said, why are we practicing then? Why are we out here to fool these guys up there?
Exactly.
And then so it came down to, hey, look, just run our defenses, just run our stuff, do it limited, and they have to beat us Sundays. Doesn't make any difference if they know what we're doing or they don't. And, you know, there's not one pitcher in Major League Baseball that's going to suddenly sneak up on a lineup and say, gee, he's throwing 110 instead of 98. We had him scouted at 98. Now he's throwing 110. Now he's throwing a breaking ball, then a changeup. You know, all of that stuff is BS because you got to play the game. If you're going to play the Patriots and you think they cheated, so what? You got to beat them. And if you don't beat them, you got to shut up and move on. And that's the way it is in life. And, you know, and here's the other thing. I use this analogy often, and here it is again. It's corny, but it works. A guy hits a double off the fence and winds up on second base. So now he's standing behind the pitcher in direct alignment with the catcher and a batter on his team.
Sure.
So is this guy cheating when he tries to steal the signals from the catcher?
And some would say yes. I say no.
Of course, it's the advantage of the game. That's the problem.
You're going to try to look and see if you can.
I'm going to get an edge on you any way I can.
You used to talk about in the TV timeouts, you would look around the field to try to get
I looked at everything I could possibly look at, and I used my senses and my brains, to survive. And that's what you do. You show up and you see, something. I just spotted something here in one of their workouts. And this is what they do. Believe me, it's all done out of curiosity. All those coaches could go home and leave some ball boy to take a couple of photographs if that's what they wanted. And that's what they would do. This has nothing to do with anything. I'm disappointed in Dick Vermeil. Yes. Would be so vocal after all this time.
Exactly.
And Eric Dickerson the same way.
All right, there you have it from Fred Dreyer. So lay off the New England Patriots. Let's get off the cheating stuff. They're a good team. This is what it's all about. Forget it. Let's not have some sour grapes, especially from guys that are not even in the game anymore.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $21.95. Are you kidding? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Back in the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen, former New York Giant, Los Angeles Rams, out of a breath of fresh air. He was with the New England Patriots for like a few hours one time, kind of a trade deal over there. But then the acting legend goes on. By the way, you can email us, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We're on Facebook Live, among other things, SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline Network, CRN Talk, available, that radio network. But Ray at Boca Raton, Florida, says to say hello to you. He's watching you on Facebook Live, Fred, and he says he wore number 89, your old number, and he played defensive end in high school.
I certainly hope it brought him luck.
Well, you know, a lot of people talking about you. I noticed the games last weekend, Troy Aikman was talking about those Ram defenses there out of the 70s, mentioning your name and all the great players on the Rams team there. Apparently he grew up as an L.A. lad. Is that correct?
Well, he grew up in L.A., and he went to UCLA, and then he went to Oklahoma, and then came back to UCLA.
Another Sooner, huh? There you go.
Yeah, but anyway, he remembers those great Ram teams from the I should bring in the statistics.
Yes.
From the 70s.
Yes.
And for 10 years, that's a decade, I believe.
Yep.
For 10 years, I could show you. We could post it here somehow.
Sure.
I could show you the statistics defensively, how the Rams led the NFL for 10 years in all categories.
All categories?
Well, what I'm saying is that the total number one defense in those years were compiled by about 25 categories. Did we win every category? No, but we won enough to be the number one team.
All right, now we got a story here. Kyler Murray has entered the NFL draft, but yeah. He's got a deal there. He's also been drafted by the Oakland A's. What's going on this one, Fred?
Speaking of
Oklahoma, by the way, their quarterback.
Yes. If he's drafted number one or very high, number two, three, or four,
right,
and he's drafted as a quarterback in the National Football League, then that money he gets is going to be guaranteed. If he's the number one pick, he's going to make $35-40 million guaranteed. If he's drafted second, third, fourth, or fifth, the top five or so, then it'll be respective. But that money that he gets is guaranteed, which is probably going to be a lot more than he's going to get playing baseball.
So, yeah, so it's a better deal for him in football. As we mentioned, Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma Sooners quarterback, the reigning Heisman Trophy winner, he gave it to himself. He gave himself the option to choose the NFL over Major League Baseball because he's got a contract with the Oakland A's that includes $4.66 million signing bonus. Yeah. But Murray actually submitted the paperwork last Friday, and the A's selected Murray with the ninth pick in the 2018 the Major League Baseball draft, and they understood and supported his decision to enter the NFL draft. So you're saying much better for him to see what happens in the NFL.
Well, Mel Kiper says he's unbelievably athletic and one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, today there's the game, the pro game, is bending itself to accommodate these types of quarterbacks and these types of offenses. So if he were 3 inches taller, he would no doubt be the overall pick, number one overall pick.
That's what Kiper says. He predicts he would be the number one overall pick.
But he's not 3 inches taller.
He's 5'10".
Yeah, he's 5'9" or something.
I think 5'10". Yeah, 5'10".
I think he's 5'9".
Maybe less.
Let's
measure him.
He's still
the
shortest quarterback since Doug Flutie.
Stand still.
However that is, with the success of Baker Mayfield and guys like that. He has a shot to be successful as a quarterback. Where he's drafted, who knows? But the amount of money that he gets depends upon his where he's selected in the draft.
Yeah, exactly. And so, if I'm him, I probably would put myself into both positions anyway to see what happens. You got nothing to lose.
He's going to be in that position, regardless of what he says, unless he absolutely says, I don't want to play baseball, which he's not saying. He says, I'm probably going to be available for the NFL draft, which is coming up. So he's going to go to the combine. He's going to work out. He's going to have a great 40 time. He's going to throw the ball very well. And they're going to he's going to perform to a level that puts the pressure on the league to decide how high to draft him. And if they draft him high, he'll give a pledge that he'll play football. So the team that gets him is going to have to come up with a lot of money to guarantee it. However, if he, in a year or two or three, decides, you know something, I'm not making it, he puts that money in his pocket and goes back to baseball.
It's as simple as that, and that'll be it. Dick Califato, by the way, is watching on Facebook Live, said hello to you, Fred, and said, go Rams. He's pulling for the Rams all the way.
Well, they got a shot. They're one of four teams, and there's a good shot that they're going to win.
And, you know, the cheaters from New England and Kansas City, we'll see. But we're done with that old cheating thing. It's overdone. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Any other football news you got for us, non-game related here today? Kansas City's quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, wins the MVP, Offensive Player of the Year.
Mahomes,
yeah. He's Kansas City's quarterback, and the Pro Football Writers of America made him the NFL Most Valuable Player.
Yeah, well, they should.
Yeah.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It's the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. And yes.
Hey, listen.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's, you know, doing the show here is great. You know, there's a every once in a while across our desk comes a notice of sadness.
Yeah, this is sad.
And a professional bull rider dies after being injured during competition in Denver.
Yeah, this 25-year-old guy, Mason Lowe, of the Professional Bull Riders Association, he was riding the bull and he got bucked off. The bull stepped on his chest.
Mm.
Lowe gets up, takes a few steps, collapses, dead. Mm. Thrown off the bull while he's on the ground, the back leg stomped him in the chest while he's trying to get up. This is a serious sport here, and this guy was one of he was from Exeter, Missouri. Lowe was Mason Lowe, and he was one of the top ranked bull riders of the world. So,
have you seen a bull riding contest?
No, but you, I'm sure, haven't you?
You know how huge these animals are.
Yeah, my uncle's
farm.
They're like
3,000 pounds. That's like a
they are.
Toyota.
I used to go into the bull barn at my uncle's farm, and they keep the bulls separate from the cows, and that bull would want to get the heck out of there. An electric fence or whatever, knock through the gate to go after those cows if the bull could. So you have paid a lot of respect to that bull.
Man, I and to get kicked in the chest.
Not good.
I mean, that's like just being hit right in the heart.
Yep. Sad news.
And his wife, Abby, you know, a witness to the bull riding event told CBS Lowe was bucked off and then the bull stepped on his chest.
Yeah, so our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. It's just, let's end it here a little bit more here. In this segment, we should end it with something a little better here, and that is an email into Fred Dreyer at CRN Talk. It shows you with your socks folded over. And this it says that Willie Davis taught you how to tape them like that.
So,
is that true?
So we just segued away from
the
story.
Yes, we did. I want you to talk about that. What's the what's the deal? You taped those the socks here, and Willie Davis showed you how to do that?
The Hall of Famer, Willie Davis, showed me how
Why do you do that? Why did you do that?
Why do they do? Yeah. Well, you've got to be able to dress accordingly,
right?
And you've got a game sock that's taped up behind your knee, and then you have a white sock that's pulled on over that, and there's only one way to hold that white sock onto that game sock. And that is on by double face tape, by taking a piece of white tape and rolling it into a bead,
right,
and then putting it around your calf, and then pulling the white sock up and over it and tightening it down. And if you do it correctly, not only does it look great, but it's professional and it stays under any sets of circumstances.
Interesting. So you're looking for it not only to look good, but to be functional.
Well, you
it's not ripping apart.
The worst thing, you know, I go crazy when I see it. The worst thing is there's players who have no idea at all or care about what they look like.
Yeah.
And I've never, you know, adhered to that principle or philosophy. And there's so many athletes. What's really interesting is the uniform is universal, but it is specifically personal, and you can, how you handle, how you dress is critical, and this little thing that was shown to me by Willie Davis in 1966 at the Coliseum between the Packers and the Rams, I went in and talked to Vince Lombardi, and Vince Lombardi said, let me introduce you to Willie Davis. He's a defensive end, too. Yeah. And I went into the stalls there at the Coliseum, and he introduced himself, and he was putting on his socks with tape. And I said, show me how to do that.
And he did, and the rest is history. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
The new year is here, and if you're planning to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and you'll find the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack. It includes free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, and use the promo code BARR, B-A-R-R.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, Home Advisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free Home Advisor app. Home Advisor.
Do you play daily fantasy sports? Have you ever wondered how people can make thousands of dollars playing it? Well, we have the answer. Draft-board.com/SOA will give you the expert tools and advice in order to make serious cash. You can sign up for just $1 for 30 days. Yeah, you heard that right. $1 for 30 days at draft-board.com/SOA. That's draft-board.com/SOA. Start making the big bucks today.
In the Sports Lounge, here's truly Michael Horn coming to you from the Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, Dan Patrick's channel, our star here of the program, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him on Hunter. You see him in Bumblebees in the movie theaters right now with a mustache. You may not recognize him. The one and only Fred Dreyer. That's a nice stash you have, by the way, in Bumblebee. I might say.
I grew it especially for the show.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice
stash. I can grow on command.
Now, the Clemson football team, of course, they beat Alabama. They beat Oklahoma, then Alabama, for the national title. And they were invited to the White House by the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. And they got there, and they had a massive serving of fast food. Here's the deal. Government shut down, so... President Trump pays out of his own pocket. What do you get for college guys? You get them every great, wonderful food they could get. Stuff from Wendy's Burgers, McDonald's, pizza he got. There were Filet-O-Fishes. There were fast food salads. There were burgers, quarter pounders. It was just a who's who. The table was full, and these guys scarfed everything down. Then some reporters got a hold of this, like this Roberta Rampton, and she was a Reuters reporter, and she goes, oh, you know, because of the reduced staff over here, these photos, the food wasn't up to the quality that they were the last time they were here. They had finger food. Who wants finger food? If you're in the college, you want Wendy's and McDonald's. What is this? The media is out of control. You talk about your fake news. This was a nice gesture by the president, and I think the Clemson football team loved it.
Well, that's what they want. And the other thing else is, Who do you think drives television advertising in this country?
Fast food restaurants.
Fast food. You can't watch a sporting event or any other event, for that matter.
Yes, that's true.
And not get hammered with McDonald's and In-N-Out and every other fast food company. People love the food. They want to eat it. And it's fast, it's simple, and it's fun to eat. You know, and you don't have to... sit down and because you're at the White House. You know, Bill Clinton, the president.
Oh, he loved
of the,
those hot dogs.
That's all he ate.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he ate.
Loved them. But here's the deal. The spin on this, even in our pre-show prep, says Clemson football wins national title, and all the White House gave them was to eat was fast food. That's what these kids love to eat. The president, that's his favorite food. He's sharing it with them, and plus he paid for it out of his own pocket. Well, everybody there loved it. The kids were saying how great it was.
Well, reporter Roberta Rampton, who's
with
a liar.
Reuters.
She's a liar.
She's
the president paid out of pocket for the fast food feast because most of the White House resident staff were furloughed part of the shutdown. Get it? She brings this up so she can get the dig in on president
That's
shutting
right.
the government down. These people are liars. It's more of the same.
I got more for you. There's more because then our buddy, our former buddy, Michael Strahan, is now inviting the Clemson team for lobster because he's going to make a big deal about it. Why didn't the president feed them better? So Michael Strahan now is promising to feed Clemson lobster. I bet you half that team doesn't even like lobster, Strahan.
They don't know what it is.
Just stay with your hosting of the show and let the president be the president.
You report
the news on Good Morning America, and let's just move along
together. He ought to be thankful
he
that,
wants to
that
be
there's
the news.
People cripple over there, you know, putting a loaf of bread under his arm every week. This guy is bought and paid for, believe me, and it shows. He's not even smart enough. He's not even smart enough and deft enough. Deft, D-E-F-T, enough to be able to mask his prejudice.
Well, here's the deal. He should have never left the Regis and Kathy Lee show. He was good there with on that morning show, you know, that he was on there. And he went over to Good Morning America and kind of blindsided his co-host on it, Kelly Ripa. He was there with Kelly Ripa on that show.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. I remember that. It's not, you're right about that.
He kind of left her in the lurch.
Yeah,
and it's like now he's trying to pull some shenanigans on the President of the United States. And I'm saying, if I got a chance, first off, you know, politics aside, whether you liked Obama or didn't like him, if you like Trump or didn't like him, you get invited to the White House, you're going to go because it's an honor and you respect the office of the president. And if the president then, out of his own pocket, picks up the cost for the food and puts a feast for you, that's all the more special to me. I don't know. You, Fred Dreyer?
Well, here's what he says. We gonna give you the proper meal that you deserve because that was one great game.
Well, it was a good game, but it's like, who cares whether you're getting lobster or whether you're going to get, the burgers. I think the football team likes the burgers better than the lobster. You know, the last Clemson team 3 years ago said something about it was the best finger food they ever had when Obama was in the White House. Who likes finger food?
The emphasis is, just like a good government official, we going to give you the proper meal that you deserve. They've decided to give you the right compilation of food that you deserve because they think it was a great game.
Comes from the heart, buddy. That's what they give you.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here. Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Sports. We're on Sports Byline on crntalk.com and radio stations across the country. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. There he is, the wonderful Fred Dreyer. Email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. All right, so Bob Costas, one of the mainstays at NBC, has left NBC. 40 years he's been. He's had a legendary career, and I'm a little upset about this because I think he's synonymous with NBC. How do you let a guy of that stature walk out of your network?
Done all the time.
What do you mean?
Well, at some point in time, you got to say, great, thanks for the 40. See ya. We're moving on in that direction. You know, the splitting up of visual information, which sports is, It's you know, you watch a game and then you can replay it and then you can put a voiceover on it or you can put some guy down the street on it or the guy that works on the weekends on it and talk about it. You know, where you send somebody to Venezuela for 16 days to bring you a athletic production such as the Olympics. That's kind of run its course in America. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to have a special guy on hand to brand your network with a special sporting event. Well, you know, I think Mike Tirico, I think Mike Tirico is as good at what he does as anybody is.
He's Mike Tirico's great.
I like Bob Casas. I mean, I do.
He's been there 40 years, yeah. For gosh sakes.
Well, how long?
It's a little different than a guy that's been there 5 years or 10 years. The guy's been there 40 years. It's like saying to Vin Scully after he's been 40 years with the Dodgers, see you, Vin, we don't need you anymore. If it's Vin's choice to leave, that's one thing. If it's Casas' choice to leave, but you don't just let the guy walk out. He's the come on, how many great sportscasters are still around for 40 years? Bob Costas is the guy.
They're making a decision that is based not on the fact that we got to get rid of Bob Costas. They're making a decision that he doesn't fit, or we want to go a different direction. We want to brand our news, our sports news, in a different way with different people. You know, I mean, he's 66 years old. And believe me, when you need to be 65 and you're on air, look.
Careful.
You know, it's tough.
Careful. We might be leaving the show.
Yeah, right.
Careful.
Yeah, exactly.
Careful. So, I mean, he's been – I can understand he's been doing some things with the Major League Baseball Network. He's been doing that, and he still has that gig, and he's still doing that.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
he's great.
If they're upset about that, then they could say that.
It doesn't say that here in this release.
No, it doesn't.
Then I don't think we should jump to a conclusion.
Well, I'm saying you're seeing him less and less. You were on NBC. Come on, he was at the Olympics always. Know Mike Tirico, who's great, filled in for him in South Korea. He did the Olympics, Costas, 11 times starting in 1992.
That's correct.
Come on,
he
should be at least brought in for the Olympics because he's a fixture. It's like Jim McKay. Remember that when you were younger?
Yeah.
Jim McKay in the Wild World of Sports. This is Bob Costas, and now he's just done quietly.
That's right.
Bob. Let's have a tribute and show.
No, they don't do that. Don't you know that?
Don't you know that? Fred, they should. And this is something
they should give him a dinner.
Think of all the ratings they could get with a Bob Costas farewell at NBC, but not happening.
No, that's not.
What's happening with the networks nowadays. Nobody seems to care about longevity.
Well, they make stuff up, don't they?
Yeah, I wonder if they gave him, maybe he'll get invited as to President Trump there at the White House, and maybe he'll get himself some burgers or something. That would be a nice tribute. And then some report will get all upset about that. I'm just saying they should have treated him a little nicer with the ending.
But when you read this release, and that's all we know about this topic, is what's printed in this release.
Sure.
I don't know where to read between the lines to say that they left acrimoniously.
Well, but I'm not reading between the lines. I'm just saying something could have been done to say farewell and good luck to you.
But here it is. After 40 years of hosting the network's coverage of essentially every major sporting event in America, quote, it's all settled quietly and happily for all concerned.
Right.
Costas told the New York Post. End of story.
Exactly. But here's the deal. When Vin Scully left the Dodgers, they were giving him farewells, and he came out and waved from the stands, and they had special nights for Vin Scully. Nothing for Bob Costas.
Well, I would think that Vin's tenure with the Dodgers that lasted 70 years is a little different than Bob Costas hanging around for 40 years.
But being with 40 years is a lot better than some guy that just came up for 3 years. So there.
Well, you've got to segue somewhere. Don't you have to say bye, Vinny? It's been great, and introduce somebody else that could possibly go for 70.
That's the part that's missing. The goodbye, Bobby Costas, is missing, and I think that should have been there. So
I don't see anything wrong with this, and it's NBC. There's a lot of things about NBC I don't like.
Here's another.
But at the same time, I think they've done a great job presenting their product. They had the right guy, Bob Costas, in doing so, presenting themselves to the country and to the world. And now they're going to – now what's left here is, okay, where are we going? You know, so Mike Tirico's been mentioned, you know, in a lot of this stuff.
Tirico is fine. I just want a farewell to Bob Costas.
Okay, let's do a special for Bob. And let's send him some Sherry's Berries.
That's all I'm asking for.
I'm going to send him some
Sherry's Berries.
I'm going to send him some Sherry's Berries at
NBC.
Now
you're talking. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
At least something nice for Bob Costas.
That should be a filmed television. That should be a filmed television special about how to get these berries to Bob.
Bob Costas, this could be yours, and it keeps accurate time, by the way. It's a nice watch here that's turned into, Atomic Time. It'll keep it good for you. We're going to get that to Bob Costas. I'm going to be Michael Strahan here.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back. Your final segment of the Sports Lounge. We thank you all for tuning in. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, we got some more emails for you. Daniel Ocean says, how is at Fred Dreyer's number not retired at Rams NFL or hashtag Rams?
Is that Ocean's 11?
Yeah, it's Ocean's 11. Wants to know about 89. Why is that number not retired?
I couldn't answer those questions.
Yeah, it was a great number and worn proudly by you, so that's all I got to say. It was
there
great.
There you go. Hey, all right.
On Twitter there, they say Fred Dreyer quit the NFL because the helmets made him look too smart. Oh!
That's right. Here's what they had to do. They had to let the top of the helmet out a little bit to accommodate the size of my head.
Yeah, that's good. That's very good. That's good. Okay, you're relaxed on this segment here of the show. I like this. Steve says, have you ever been a gambler? If you were to place a bet on who would win the Super Bowl, who's your money going to?
I gamble all the time, by the way.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, here and there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
don't you? You do. I know you
gamble.
Do.
You okay. And I are going to go to Vegas here, and we're going to check it out. So if you were to place a bet on who would win the Super Bowl, who's your money going on?
I'm going Kansas City Rams.
You? But who would win?
Probably Kansas City.
Love your show and topic. Keep up the great work. Wow. Really? I'd go Rams on that. Adele says, thought of you today when the Rams won. So glad I got to meet you when Ron invited us to the Super Bowl party. Take care and best wishes for the new year. And there's a lovely picture of his lovely lady holding a football with you. And so
I don't understand. I don't recognize that picture of me.
You don't?
No. I don't know what the hell. Don't I look? Don't look at my hair. Look at my head.
Yeah, this is.
It looks like I have my head's burned. This is a stupid photograph.
All right, Pamela says here. Here is Fred in high school, Lawndale High School class of 1964. Handsome then and now, they loved you. And Randy says, hi, Fred. So, you know, where can I find a Fred Dreyer jersey, extra large, not to hang up, but to wear? Where can you get your jerseys?
Go to NFL Properties.
Okay, there you have the NFL Properties. Don't forget you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Go to NFL Properties and get anything that's retro with Fred Dreyer on it, and it's quality stuff. It's game time stuff.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.